Welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real. And the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Tuesday evening, October 21st, 2025, and we have a lineup of science headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. Mining news breaks: New Pacific Metals Corp., TUWEC, Weiss American, NWP, closes $40.4 million bought deal financing. New Pacific Metals Corp. has successfully closed its bought deal financing, raising approximately $40.42 million. The company issued 11,385,000 common shares at $3.55 per share, with full exercise of the underwriter's over-allotment option. Silvercorp Metals Inc. invested $10.95 million for 3,083,536 shares, while Pan American Silver Corp. purchased 163,416 shares for $4.49 million. These transactions qualified as related party transactions under MI61-1101. New Pacific Metals Corp. is a Canadian exploration and development company with projects in Bolivia, including the Silver Sand Silver Project, Carangas Silver Gold Project, and Silver Strike Silver Gold Project. Researchers develop nanoparticles that could combat scarring, inflammation in ARLD. Researchers have developed nanoparticles that could combat scarring and inflammation in alcohol-related liver disease, or ARLD. This groundbreaking work could provide a template for treating other organs. As this approach progresses through preclinical and clinical trials, companies like Solagenix Inc. are also advancing in their efforts. Liver disease claims 52,000 lives annually in the U.S., with 1.5 billion affected globally. The success of this research could have far-reaching implications for the medical community. Gold records its highest weekly gain in years. Gold futures experienced their largest weekly gain since 2020, despite a slight dip last week. Prices reached an intraday peak above $4,380 before settling around $4,260. Exploration companies like Aston Bay Holdings Ltd., TSBB, ATBBF are actively seeking opportunities in the market. For the latest updates on Aston Bay Holdings Ltd., investors can visit the company's newsroom. Mining Newswire is a specialized platform focusing on developments in the global mining and resources sectors, offering various communication solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience of investors and consumers. For more information, visit Mining Newswire's website.
Nanomedicine's next leap: why particle size matters in cancer drug delivery. Oncotelic Therapeutics Inc. has initiated phase 1 trials for SAPU03, a 20-nanometer nanoparticle formulation of everolimus afinitor R, after receiving Australian HREC approval. The company's proprietary DesiParticle T technology enhances breast cancer drug delivery, achieving full bioavailability and maximizing tumor targeting. A strategic partnership with Medicelon supports up to 20 IND projects, speeding up development timelines. Particle size is crucial for effective drug delivery in cancer treatment, with nanomedicine offering a solution to minimize side effects and improve therapeutic concentrations. Oncotelic's rapid IND platform accelerates clinical development for multiple assets, revolutionizing precision nanomedicine.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.